A historic ruling on Tuesday from the International Criminal Court. It sentenced Congolese warlord Thomas Lubanga to 14 years in prison, six of which he's already served while in custody, for using child soldiers in his early 2000s rebel army. The sentence is not expected to improve the situation in Congo, which has seen political and humanitarian chaos since well before the dictator Mobutu Sese Seko fell in the late 90s and a prolonged civil war began. The sentence raises more questions about the function of the court than it does supply justice for the thousands of Lubanga victims or the other victims of unrest and violence in Congo. Armel Luhiriri is a Congolese native who works for the International Criminal Court, who spoke with us yesterday.
Information from the ground, from the community affected, and from the victim families is that 14 years is a too small sentence with regard to the gravity of the crime that Thomas Lubanga committed.
Mr. Luhiriri spoke with us from Kinshasa yesterday. From the perspective of human rights activists in Africa, a 14-year sentence for forcibly recruiting child soldiers amounts to a traffic ticket, and activists believe that is exactly how the Congolese warlords who continue to recruit children will look at it. Mark Quarterman joins us now. He's research director of the Enough Project, a human rights group that focuses on the Congo. Mark, welcome to the program.
Good to be here. Thanks.
I have to say, having covered the situation in Congo from before it was called Congo, back in the Zaire days, I failed to see what this sentence does to supply justice for so much carnage that's taken place in that country. A 14-year sentence, 6 years of which have already been served, seems just tiny to me.
No, I would have to agree with you that given the scale of the violence in Congo, the suffering that the Congolese people have endured, a 14-year sentence for Thomas Lubanga does seem as though it's short. I think we have to look at this though in the context of the International Criminal Court and its development and the development of international criminal justice as well. The judges were very clear and explicit in their opinions about the sentence, and international criminal justice sentences do tend to be somewhat shorter than those who are looking for a retribution might want, but it's still a landmark. It's still extremely important that the court has set down a ruling that Lubanga has been found guilty and now convicted and now sentenced for the serious crimes that he's engaged in. There are three other Congolese on trial as well. And the hopes that Bosco Ntaganda, who is currently leading a rebellion in eastern Congo, will be arrested and brought to justice too. So I balance what seems to me to be a somewhat short sentence against the importance of a sentence being brought down and the man being put in prison for the crimes he's committed.
We're talking with Mark Quarterman, research director of the Enough Project. It's an anti-genocide human rights group that has a Raise Hope for Congo campaign, someone who's observed this International Criminal Court case from the beginning, as well as some of the other Congolese cases that are on the docket there at the ICC. Describe, though, as this case proceeded, there was an issue of credibility of the International Criminal Court, which seems to be at odds with the traditional notion of justice. In some sense, the International Criminal Court took pains, or had to take pains, to position itself not as some court for African warlords, and if that's all the ICC ends up doing, it will have no credibility, and the African nations were very sensitive to this. But there's also a need for an international criminal court to call the facts on the ground what they are in cases like this. Are these two political tensions at odds?
No, I don't think they're at odds. I think that a number of the most serious cases that have come before the court certainly are cases that have emanated from Africa, and African countries were some of the earliest and strongest supporters of the International Criminal Court as well. I think that the new prosecutor, especially Fatou Bensouda, a Gambian and African woman who has been the deputy prosecutor for a long time, will be working very hard with African governments and also publicly to with people in Africa and also around the world to show that this is an international criminal court and not an African criminal court. But the circumstances of the cases that have been brought, of some of the serious crimes that have occurred during the court's jurisdiction, have led the earliest cases to be African cases. But there are investigations going on in other parts of the world as well.
If deterrence was an issue for the ICC, and we'll have to leave it with this question, wouldn't it be better for that cooperation to be more upfront in the sense that warlords now can have no quarter, that it will be clear that they will be apprehended, that the sentences will be life, and that that would have a much greater effect on the human rights situations in Congo?
Well, first on apprehending them, absolutely. It is unfortunate and unforgivable that Bosco Ntaganda, another Congolese warlord, was made a general in the Congolese army. He has now since mutinied against that army and is leading another rebellion and has restarted the war in eastern Congo. If he had been apprehended when the arrest warrant went out against him, he wouldn't have restarted the war in eastern Congo, and thousands of people wouldn't be suffering right now. In terms of longer sentences, I think that that international criminal justice and the court especially had to show that it is impartial and that it is acting in keeping with standards of international criminal justice, and that actually has meant somewhat shorter sentences than people might want for various serious crimes. But it has also meant that people have been brought to justice and are serving those sentences, and that's extremely important as well.
All right. It's the beginning of the ICC's history. We should remark on that. Mark Quarterman, research director of the Enough Project, an anti-genocide human rights group that has a Raise Hope for Congo campaign, responding to the sentence from the International Criminal Court handed down to Congolese warlord Thomas Lubanga for 14 years in prison, six of which he's already served while in custody for using child soldiers in the early 2000s in his rebel army. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.